Tomorrow night is the annual Christmas in Kalamazoo concert held at Center Point Church on North 10th Street, and it brings together, as always, three musical organizations in celebration of the holidays. And those organizations are the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, the Kalamazoo Ringers, and a new ensemble this year, the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. The three leaders of these groups are here with me live in the studio today. So I would like to, as soon as I switch these microphones, there we go. I'd like to introduce Martha Matthews, who leads the Kalamazoo Ringers, Eric Jacobson, who is the new director of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, and Benji Daneman, who leads the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. Welcome, everybody.
Good to be here.
Thanks.
Wonderful to be here.
First of all, for me, this is a change. I am, for the last 9 years in a row, I have known different directors who have joined me for this preview interview. So there's been some change, and I'd like to hear all about it. Let's start with the Kalamazoo Ringers, Martha. Janet Van Vaely has stepped down for some health reasons, and but is still doing okay, and is still, you know, a major presence at the Kalamazoo Ringers, you were telling me before we started.
Yes, Jan Van Vaely is the founder director of Kalamazoo Ringers. She was with them for 37 years and will be with them forever because her heart and soul is still there. It's because of Jan, because of her dedication, because of her passion for her art and her love for her ringers, that the spirit is still there. And every rehearsal when we're together, we talk about her and how she does things, how she would have stood for excellence. Yeah. She is a strong woman with a beautiful heart, and I am so honored to fill her shoes.
Well, Martha, would you tell me about how ringing became part of your life, and enough so that directing an ensemble is something that you're eminently qualified to do? Do you have a music background?
I do. I am a music teacher. My bachelor's is music education, and my master's is flute performance. So I was conducting bands and playing flute professionally in symphonies and doing a lot of pit work. And because of that, I ended up in positions where bells were present. So even in high school and college, I was playing in an ensemble where the director would hand pick people out of the band to have the honor of ringing in the bell ensemble. And being a flutist, and you know I'm a tiny bit competitive, I had to win. But as soon as I put my first bell in my hand, I was hooked on the art form. I love the way that it requires ringers to function together as a team. We really call them bell teams because everybody has a role. It is a full body sport in that every muscle is used, and they firmly rely on each other. So bell ringing is different in that in choir and most instruments, piano, violin, each performer has the entire melody to themselves. But in ringing, each ringer will only have two notes or more and so they are completely reliant on the people before them and after them to produce a melody that's expressive. And I love that. I love that side-to-side connection and that kind of functioning that it just defies reason. And so as a director, I feel as if I am an artist standing at an easel and watching colors come to be. So I have this vision of not only what it sounds like, but what it looks like. So with a group like Kalamazoo Ringers, which is like the cream of the crop, they are so dedicated and talented and flexible so that I can say, put a crescendo here and it will happen down five perfect octaves of bells. So with all of these people,
I get that. That
they
does
can
sound
do it
hard.
Together. It is beautiful. And I, 25 techniques, we say, and more in bell ringing, but really it's infinite in the ways that you can ring a bell.
Martha Matthews is the director of the Kalamazoo Ringers and is one of three directors participating tomorrow night in Christmas in Kalamazoo. It's to be held at Center Point Church, which has been the venue for several years now. Music begins at 7:30, and I believe this has been in the past a free will offering concert, so anyone can come and contribute what they want, or even nothing at all if that's where your resources are at. So that's 7:30 tomorrow at Center Point Church on 10th Street. I just wanted to throw in a comment that your description of bell ringing reminds me of an interview, a person I talked to a couple years ago who was training to be a concert pianist at Western, studied with Phyllis Rapoport, and then went to the Manhattan School of Music, where she was required to take a non-Western class. She took a gamelan class. And 6 months later, she was living in Java and is now considered a very high amateur as a gamelan player. But she sort of gave up the, it's all about me, I'm playing the harmony and the melody all at once, to become a functioning part of an ensemble like that. If for those listeners who don't know, gamelan is sort of a percussion orchestra where you get a few sounds and that's your part. So let's move on to Eric Jacobson. Matthew Palmer was the director of Kalamazoo Ringers. I think it was 15 years or so, I guess.
Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're coming in new. And where did you moved to Kalamazoo for?
I did. Well, I'm a Kalamazoo person originally. I went to Western for music and taught high school in Kalamazoo for 5.5 years. But then last year in September, I took a job leading the Milwaukee Children's Choir for a year. After being there for a short period of time, my wife and I decided that we were looking to come back, and I started to put some feelers out in Kalamazoo and saw that Michael Palmer was stepping down, and came and met the guys, interviewed, and the rest is history. I just enjoyed every second of every rehearsal with these guys.
At Western, were you a singer?
I was. I went for voice, and I was in the Gold Company program. I was in the University Chorale, 4 years, as involved in the music program as possible. Yeah. And then I taught right across the street, actually, at Kalamazoo Christian High School for 5.5 years.
I see. The children's choir, that sounds like an amazing opportunity. Is it a well-regarded children's choir?
It is. They've worked really hard in the last 10 years. It's been around for about 25 years. Mm-hmm. And when I went to the organization, I was hired to be in charge of their education outreach program. And then through some organizational circumstances, after a month, I was thrust in charge of the organization. So I was the executive artistic director for last season. And they have 7 different choir levels of about 185 choristers plus in-school programming. So it's a pretty high-level organization. Their top groups perform with the Milwaukee Symphony and Milwaukee Ballet as part of the Nutcracker presentation every year. They've performed at ACDA conventions and things like that. So it really is a wonderful program.
You must have taken a lot away from that experience to bring to Kalamazoo. Do you direct other choirs as well as the male chorus at this point?
The male chorus is my only actual group at this point. I'm the general manager of an organization called VCM USA, which works with Voces 8 and Apollo 5, who was just in Kalamazoo, actually, at the beginning of November. So
Voces 8 was.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I have the pleasure of working with them throughout the year, but the male chorus is my only group at the moment.
Okay. Well, so that is the focus of your time right now. And how have you set yourself slightly different from the former director? Or, how are you gaining rapport with the men of the Kalamazoo male chorus, understanding that it's
91. This is the 91st year.
Yeah.
Michael was wonderful in kind of handing it off to me. And at the end of last season, he helped in the process of transitioning and had me direct a piece at the end of his last concert to transition the guys. So he's been wonderful in the transition. One thing that hit me as I auditioned with the group is that they were hungry. They were hungry for new and more and exciting styles. They really do a little bit of everything and always have done a little bit of everything. And I bring a very unique skill set of jazz music, being in the Gold Comedy Program, classical music. And they were really excited, I think, for some different styles to really, they had done some barbershop in the past, just kind of tinkered with it, and they were just hungry to learn new things. So this Christmas in Kalamazoo program, we are kind of bringing that to fruition, because now we've added the youth jazz orchestra and added an element of jazz and the male chorus. They struggle with it at times, and then they come up to me afterwards and say, I am enjoying this so much. I hate my part. I can't get it. It doesn't sound right. I said, yeah, but it, all together, it sounds right. Benji's laughing, because that's what jazz is.
Yeah, right.
But they're loving the challenge of some different styles.
Terrific. I'm talking to Eric Jacobson, the new director of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, which has how many... tens of members, like 40 or 50?
We're about 40.
40. Yep. So that's a big sound. Mm-hmm. The concert is tomorrow night, and we'll feature the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, the Kalamazoo Ringers, and the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. So now let's chime in with Benji Daneman. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
This is a group you basically dreamed up.
Yeah.
It's been only a short time. This is the second season.
Second year. Yeah.
Of the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra.
That's great.
Well, you found some amazing players already ready to go in West Michigan and gave them a forum, a place to hone their skills. And then you found kids at all levels of development, too. How large is the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra, as we'll see it tomorrow?
Yeah, you're going to see a group that is 18 members.
18.
And which is the size of a normal big band. And fortunately this year, last year we had one big band and we also had a small group, an octet.
Right.
This year we kind of set our minds to have two big bands, and we got two big bands. So we have our jazz orchestra, which will be playing Tuesday night. It's auditioned. And so those are kind of the advanced players. A lot of them are juniors, seniors in high schools. And then we have our lab band, which is now a full big band also. And that includes more of a range of about freshmen through seniors. We also have younger students in both groups. But yeah, it's a big group, and exactly what Eric was saying, hungry. They're hungry for jazz, and a lot of them didn't know it until they started to doing it. And it's really exciting to see this growth and progress over the past now year.
I've been putting together my iPod playlist for Christmas the last couple of weeks, and I've got Ella Fitzgerald Sings Christmas, and there's actually some great jazz standards that you could call Christmas songs, and like My Favorite Things, Coltrane.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's interesting. Yeah. Adopted into the Christmas.
Absolutely.
Somehow.
So how are you going to make Christmas swing
tomorrow? Oh, man. That's been happening for decades now. But we chose, the repertoire that we chose is actually really interesting, I think, across the board. I kind of came to the table with not so much the music that we're used to hearing on Pandora or like Spotify on the playlists. You know, there's a lot of Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald.
Right.
We went a route, when I program music for our concerts, I try to give a spectrum of what jazz is to our students. And I give them all professional material. We don't give any watered down high school arrangements. We do what they're going to hear. Professionals playing recordings. So we have everything from kind of a modern Maria Schneider, Pat Metheny sound with Carol of the Bells up through classic Duke Ellington arrangements of Nutcracker, the Nutcracker Suite. So
that's on my playlist.
Yes. Yes. So that was you'd hear that. So it's
that
great.
Is
and
hard.
It is hard. And so we, with the, with everything we're doing, it's a spectrum. And on top of that, we have the fortunate, possibility. Well, they are allowing us to play with the other groups, which is great. So it's teaching our kids. So we're going outside of just the realm of jazz.
Yeah.
And when I talk to them, I talk about being, you know, as jazz musicians, we also we will be put in situations where we have to perform as a commercial musician in different styles, whether it's theater, whether it's classical, whether it's, you know, a jingle. So throughout this whole experience of Christmas in Kalamazoo, our students are getting a chance to play all the spectrums of music from one song to the next, which is really difficult to kind of shift your brain from.
Yeah, and it teaches you a lot.
It teaches you so much. Yeah. So, and they've really stepped up. Like, you know, I totally believe in these kids. And if we believe in them, they're going to step up to it. And they have.
Christmas in Kalamazoo is tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at Center Point Church, and it will feature the coming together of the Kalamazoo Ringers, the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, and the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra in its first appearance in Christmas in Kalamazoo. Let's take a break for some music. The first thing I have queued up comes from the Kalamazoo Ringers, and it's called Blue Christmas. Martha, when I introduce this piece, are you playing this tomorrow?
We are playing this tomorrow. So this is Elvis on bells, and it grooves a little, and it's just an awful lot of fun. Kalamazoo Ringers has 7 octaves of bells, so some of the biggest ones that are made, so that bass line can really rock. It's an awful lot of fun.
We heard Blue Christmas, played by the Kalamazoo Ringers, an ensemble founded 37 years ago, did you say, Martha?
The 38th season.
This is the 38th season. And well, if you just tuned in during the music, that's just one of the sounds you'll hear tomorrow at the Christmas in Kalamazoo concert featuring the Kalamazoo Ringers, the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, and the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra, which is making its debut on this concert as part of the lineup of Christmas in Kalamazoo. And during the music, we were all kind of, you were all laughing about has this combination ever happened before? You know, it is rare to walk into a concert and hear bell ringing, a jazz ensemble, and a male chorus. So,
if it's happened before, I don't know about it.
I've not heard of it. No, but it works. It's just an amazing thing that all the teams can come together and collaborate like this.
Knowing how rehearsal periods go, I'm sure you did a lot of, you know, separate rehearsing first, but the three of you probably communicated a lot over the last few months.
We did.
About how to put it together.
Yeah, we were actually joking this morning, though. This is the first time the three of us have met in person. So we're having mini meetings as well. Everything's done through email these days.
Yeah, sure.
But we have a lot of documents going forward. How can we collaborate on things? What pieces would work to add bells here, add the jazz orchestra here, add some singers here? Why we really are trying to be as collaborative as possible.
Right, and I have to say the honor of working with people who are this established musically and also so kind and easy to work with is rare and a very beautiful thing, and I've enjoyed it so far, so I'm looking forward to tomorrow night.
I'm very tempted to just ask about your horror stories, right?
Oh, no, you don't want to know. No, everybody's nice. It's just, yeah.
Well, it's good to hear that. You know, as a new director, you're finding this a very positive experience. The Kalamazoo Ringers has a season beyond this concert, of course. There's usually a standalone Christmas concert offered.
Yes, absolutely. We are performing at Grace Harbor Church on December 16th at 4 o'clock, and that will be a concert that is just us. And so several of the pieces that will be on Tuesday's concert will also appear on that one, as well as many others. So the full concert is bells.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have something planned in the spring as well?
We do. We'll have several concerts. We're doing one in Holland at Christ Memorial Church in March. We're going... there are several concerts, and then we'll do one on our own in May as well. But the best one, though, I have to tell you about is was this past summer in July. We were invited to be the opening concert at the National Seminar for the Handbell Musicians of America.
What an honor.
That is in the bell world one of the biggest that there is. And so Jan Van Vielle was there. We co-directed that, and she began and ended. And I tell you, to ring for a whole audience full of bell ringers who really know what they're looking at, and it was a little frightening, but absolutely, absolutely one of the best experiences that this group has ever had.
So. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is quite an honor. Mm. The male chorus has been rehearsing you meet at least once a week, I think.
Once a week, Tuesday nights, starting in September, starting after Labor Day.
Okay. And what are some of the pieces that you're featuring on the concert tomorrow?
Ooh, there's a lot of them. the few pieces that we're doing together, I mean, by ourselves, not together, sorry. So much of the concert is collaborative. But there's a couple pieces we're doing by ourselves, and one is they like to do things in kind of the Glee Club style of collegiate music. So we're doing the 12 Days of Christmas, which the arrangement is sung by Straight No Chaser. So many people are familiar with that slightly strange arrangement of 12 Days, and the guys love the acting fun element of that piece. We're doing a few different jazz pieces. I was talking with Benji earlier, and we're doing a New York Voices arrangement of We Wish You Merry Christmas, and we've found the perfect spot to add the bells into that piece. So I'm really excited to hear how all the collaborations go.
We have something queued up that's from last Christmas, but it'll give us a taste of the sound of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus. This is a setting of a carol called Noel, Noel, Noel.
It is by Paul Gibson.
All right, let's have a break and listen to that.
Noel, 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 Noel.
That's the Kalamazoo Male Chorus and Anonymous Oboist from last year's Christmas in Kalamazoo. We are previewing the next iteration of Christmas in Kalamazoo with the directors of the Kalamazoo Ringers, Kalamazoo Male Chorus, and the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. The concert begins at 7:30 tomorrow at Center Point Church on North 10th Street. It's a large venue, seats thousands of people, and this is a concert that is free and open to the community. A goodwill offering will be accepted for the concert. Where to now? Let's jazz it up a little bit and hear about this arrangement of vocal jazz as a setting of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Where'd you get this from again?
Yeah, well, so the New York Voices is probably one of the most well-known vocal jazz groups. I mean, I would say maybe in the history of vocal jazz. I think they're up there. You could say that. Peter Eldridge has a strong connection to Western Michigan University also. And when I was living in New York City, I actually knew Darman and Peter, Darman Meter, who was also the other male singer when I was at Manhattan School of Music. They both were teaching there and became friends and, you know, have stayed in touch ever since. So I've always been a big fan of New York Voices. So when Eric... We started discussing what we could do collaboratively. I knew they did a couple big band albums with New York Voices, so I was trying to find good big band music with vocal stuff to it. And so we found their holiday CD from a few years back, and I was like, man, we got to do this. So we found We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and I was like, I'm pretty certain they have this music available. So we got in touch with them and found it and got it in our hands, and the rest was history. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And this was one of the examples of where your young group had to think about hearing, you know, playing with another ensemble and changing their style from big band to accompaniment band, kind of.
Yeah. And we had an opportunity to even try that out. This past weekend, we were playing at the Kalamazoo Public Library for a couple performances. And we had Zach Nicely, who's one of the members of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, come sing with us. So we actually, the first time that we collaborated was on the gig. And so even in the sound check, you know, balancing out, like, you know, there is a singer now. And in each venue is different. It's great. I love doing that type of education because it's like, that's the real stuff. Yeah. So and we had to make cuts because the handbells weren't there. So there's a whole section that we had to cut and add a drum solo. And and now we're going to change it up for Tuesday because there's going to be the bells. And so it's exciting and fun. And it teaches our students really high level thinking. Not even, you know, we're talking about professional musicians, but it's a matter of on the spot, knowing where, you know, what your surroundings and environment are. It's like, oh, there's so many lessons to learn. It's great.
Be flexible.
I know, be flexible. Yeah. Name of the game.
Eric, would you tell me a little about the scholarship program that the Kalamazoo Male Chorus has had for some years now, I think?
Absolutely. The Male Chorus is very dedicated to education. And we have been lucky enough through some of our funders, the Gilmore Foundation, to offer scholarships to students that would like to earn some money singing. It's mostly for local university students. Western's a big one, obviously, but any university in the area. And they audition, and there's guidelines. You have to come every week and sing with us, kind of be a section leader, be one of the leaders that helps us through the year. And this year we have three scholars, and Zach Nicely is one of them. All three of them this year are from Western, a couple undergrad students, and then Zach is a master's student. And he's actually a master's student not in voice, he's a master's student in a French horn, yeah. But he is a wonderful singer and a great conductor. So occasionally throughout the year, I'm also on the road working with Voce State, and it's wonderful to have those scholar students because they want to learn how to conduct a group as well. And the male chorus is incredibly supportive. So when I've had to be out of town, Zach and our two other scholar students are Austin and Ashton. They have taken over some of rehearsal and been able to try some things. So it's a really good education program for them to be able to get used to directing a group.
I imagine you can really see yourself in the scholarship members of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, because just a few years ago you were in classes at Western and seeking the same kind of opportunities.
Absolutely, and they go through methods courses if they're music ed majors, but sometimes it's a while until you get in front of an actual group. So as our college freshman, we have one freshman, Ashton, he was very nervous the first time I was gone and said, I don't know if I want to lead a rehearsal. I said, this is the most kind of wonderful group of men to be in front of, and yeah. They're going to be supportive. So just get up there, choose a song, rehearse for 15 minutes. And afterwards he said that was terrifying, and I'm so glad that I got the opportunity. So
full disclosure, I myself have played in a few concerts with the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, and I've enjoyed the rehearsals so much because, as you say, the collegiality and the sense of I'm here not just for music, but for the power of friendship and working on something good together is really apparent with this group of men. Going back 91 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. let's hear this arrangement of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. This is the original from New York Voices, right?
Correct.
And tomorrow we're going to hear bells, we're going to hear a jazz band, and we'll hear voices, of course.
Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin, good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now bring us a figgy pudding, now bring us a figgy pudding, now bring us a figgy pudding and bring some and a Happy New Year. We wish you Merry Christmas.
We wish you
That's the New York Voices with We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and you can hear a live performance of that and so much more with Christmas in Kalamazoo, the free concert tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Center Point Church on North 10th Street in Kalamazoo. I'm with the three directors of the three groups taking part in this concert. Martha Matthews of the Kalamazoo Ringers, Eric Jacobson of the Kalamazoo Male Chorus, and Benji Daneman, who leads the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra. And you just let slip that you haven't mentioned a special guest, who is another celebrity of our parts and would be something of a draw. I think you should tell folks who's also appearing tomorrow night.
Yeah, we thought, you know, we'll get everyone wanting to come just for our groups, and then we'll surprise them with this extra person. No, we are going to have a featured guest appearance by Matt Girard tomorrow night.
Whose skill set would seem to work rather well with all of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Solo singer, trained in Gold Company, I think, mm-hmm. Can play any kind of piano by ear, and has, of course, made a name for himself on a famous television show, mm-hmm. American Idol.
Yeah, and Matt was a Western guy, and I've been connected with him a little bit in the past. I know Benji knows him as well.
Yeah, we were at Western together. So yeah. We went, yeah.
Okay.
So the male chorus is doing...
So he owes you.
He owes us, right. Yeah. The male chorus is doing a piece called It's Christmas Day, the Christmas Blues, and we're doing it in collaboration with the rhythm section of KYJO, mm-hmm. And it's a mostly a solo song with some background singer singing. And we thought, you know, we need a soloist. Why don't we check if Matt's available? So he's going to be rocking out on some blues, and maybe we'll sing one of his own pieces as well. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
It's a teaser.
Yeah. Good job, Eric. All right. We're near the end of this hour. We have about 15 minutes left. I'd love to jump into a little more music, but let's keep reminding folks that the concert is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. And some of the other pieces on the program, toss them out. What any special pieces you're looking forward to, Martha, with the Kalamazoo Ringers?
Kalamazoo Ringers is doing a stunning arrangement of Greensleeves' What Child Is This, using their bells and their hand chimes, which is an instrument that's much more mellow than the bells and sustains a long time, and it's ethereal and will take you to a place that is out of this world. They're also doing an arrangement of Stille Nacht that will be entirely on chimes. And then following that, the audience will get to sing with us. So there is some audience participation. So if you love to sing Christmas carols, please come and join us, and we'll rock out with the organ and the bells and,
like
and
you do.
Raise the roof. Yes. Yes. It will be great. We will do Carol of the Bells because you cannot have bells at Christmas without it. So
of course.
Yes. So all of our instruments will be out.
And I asked you about your additional season events and what's coming up in the future. And I think I will ask the same of Eric here near the end of the hour so we can look toward the new year with the Kalamazoo Male Chorus.
Yep. Well, our next concert is in February, February 12, I believe, and that's collaborating with the WMU Broncords. So we'll get some men collegiate singing and then the male chorus. And that's a love concert for Valentine's Day. And then our last concert of the year is in May, and it is KMC Goes to the Movies. So we'll be singing all music from different movies.
And that's in May, you said?
Yes. Okay. And both of those are at First United Methodist Church downtown.
I should also remind listeners that you have a website, kalamazoomalechorus.org?
Yes.
Okay. Same question for you, Benji. What's in the future for the KYJO?
Yeah, we're busy this year, and that was kind of, as we went into the season, we kind of wanted to amp it up, just go to the next level. This year, we're rehearsing every week, which we did every other week last year, so that itself gives us so much more opportunity. And I think a huge educational part of kind of jazz education is performing in front of people. So we pretty much have at least 1 to 2 performances every month, which is kind of amazing. So we're going to be changing up program. I know, right? Yeah, it's a little bit
These are
scary.
High school students.
And so the cool thing is that, like, but the thing is, if you set that bar, they'll rise to it. And I've already seen it. We've only rehearsed 3 times for this gig, and they have risen to like an amazing level. So our next gig actually that we're going to be playing is on January 31st, and we're sharing a concert with the Western Michigan University Jazz Orchestra. So we're going to be on the same stage with them, kind of taking half the concert. Scott Cowan will be leading the other half with his group, and then we're going to be doing a shared piece. And then a week following that, in town, we're going to be opening for the Michigan State University Jazz Octet and bassist Mimi Jones, who's a really amazing bass player from New York City. We're going to be opening up for them. And so we have a lot coming, and we're going to do a whole new program for that. So we have a lot of, and then beyond that, we're going to go to a couple different festivals and be doing another guest artist recording session in May. So we're going to be busy.
Like so many forms of music that aren't pop music or the most commercial, jazz has had to work, jazz and jazz musicians have had to work very hard to maintain the life and the, you know, lifestyle of jazz musicians. And what I'm hearing you doing is the work required to keep the world of jazz both growing and connected.
Yeah.
If you're opening for these other groups, these teens are seeing where music is happening and how it's happening beyond Kalamazoo.
That's exactly right. What we stand for in the Jazz Orchestra and for the Jazz and Creative Institute, which is the umbrella organization, we stand for community. Like, and jazz is all about community from its inception, from back in the days where creating a voice for a community that didn't have a voice, or that didn't have, you know, a strong enough voice to speak for itself. It came through the music. And so it's a much different world now. But at the same time, it's all about community. It's about, you know, reaching other people within the jazz world, which is what we're doing, you know, in mentorship and growing in that way. But then also realizing that the lines of musical genres are very thin. So when we get to, like, share a stage with, you know, different styles of music and groups, like, that's the beauty of jazz. It's about collaboration. It's about growth and that. So we want to share that.
It's not about soloing.
What's that?
It's not about soloing.
Oh, that's really what it's about. But no, it's about so much. And that's the great thing about it all. So get to share it.
Well, I would like, if you will permit me to play a little of that Tchaikovsky Ellington arrangement for the end of the hour. Final reminders that this concert, Christmas in Kalamazoo, is open to everyone at Center Point Church at 7:30 tomorrow night. Bring everyone you can. There's no admission charged. A free will offering will be accepted. Martha Matthews of the Kalamazoo Ringers will be leading her ensemble and in collaboration with a Kalamazoo Male Chorus. With Eric Jacobson leading that group. Hey, are you singing at all tomorrow?
Me personally?
Yeah.
I am not.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, just checking. Special guest Matt Gerard will appear, and the Kalamazoo Youth Jazz Orchestra also making its debut on this yearly annual event. I wish the best of luck to you all. Thank you so much for coming to WMUK to talk about it.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you for having us.